Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The left fielder, John Weakley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ernie Fazio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Bateman, and Fazio drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball towards center. Spangler catches it and throws to home to double up Javier. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler strikes out. One out. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musial moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Musial moves to third. Boyer moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musial scores. Boyer moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Staub. Boyer scores. Flood moves to third. McCarver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple juggles the ball. That's an error on Temple. White moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote is hit by the pitch. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Grote moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fazio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Grote tags and moves to third. Musial tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a line drive into center field. Spangler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spangler. Grote scores. Musial scores. Flood moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Don McMahon now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0-for-1 in the game. Weakley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Astros nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick strikes out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musial hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0 for 1 in the game. Fazio strikes out. 2 outs. Brock Davis pinch hits for Don McMahon. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Umbrick now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Flood strikes out. 1 out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple strikes out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson juggles the ball. That's an error on Gibson. John Weekly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weekly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weekly strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive towards the mound. Gibson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Javier reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier moves to third. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0-for-2 in the game. Fazio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Astros 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Boyer moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Boyer scores. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 8-1, Cardinals. Charlie James pinch runs for Kurt Flood. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fazio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing center field. Charlie James now playing left field. Howie Goss pinch hits for Jim Umbricht. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0-for-3 in the game. Weakley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 8-2, Cardinals. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Astros 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Howie Goss now playing center field. Al Spangler now playing left field. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis throws towards second. Fazio fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fazio. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Cardinals. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carmel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fazio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0-for-3 in the game. Fazio takes first base on ball 4. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.